Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman recording another episode of the Tiny Tech Talks, our small sips, 10 minutes to learn something on a topic related to STEM and entrepreneurship. So I'll be honest with you, I am actually recording this as I sit in Atlanta traffic, which a lot of you know all too well. So I might have plenty of time to record about 4 or 5 episodes, and really I'm only going about 15 minutes away from where I just left, but that's Atlanta traffic. So part of my talk, I could say, is time management, is taking advantage of leveraging technology. Of course, I'm using my smartphone to actually record this episode, but I actually have another topic in mind, not just about time management. My topic still is inspired by my day, because today I went to a virtual holiday party. It was all online. We got on our laptops and we turned on our cameras, and we actually had a gift exchange. We had to mail out the gifts a week ago, and so whoever's name we received, that person got a gift from us. And so we went round robin. We turned on our cameras on our laptops and computers, got to see each other, talk about what we were going to do for the holidays. And then we went around and exchanged our gifts. And like any gifts exchange, you know, had stories behind the gifts and different giggles and laughs. Someone, you know, sent a box that was wrapped about 3 or 4 times. So every time the person would unwrap one layer, there was another layer and another. So that was, all the fun that goes into an event like this with your coworkers and colleagues. But the only unique thing is we were spread across the United States. This particular group, we work as independent contractors, so we're never in the same location at the same time. We're constantly being deployed in different areas, and then we ultimately don't even live in the same area. We live in different regions of the country. That's why we all have our different territories when it comes to training and coaching. So this is a great time for us to all come together and just to see each other. And some of us have been working together. So you believe me now, you could hear the horns in the background of the traffic. I really am sitting in traffic as I record this. But the reality of, again, working with different remote colleagues is, first of all, it was fun because we've been doing this for a while, for anywhere from 8 to 15 years. Some of the instructors have been independent contractors. And so we know each other, and actually people brought pictures and or had their kids and grandkids join in on the video. So we got to see, you know, aspects of their family lives, and you can see different things in the background. So some people were in their home office, some people were, you know, wherever throughout their house. And so you get to see aspects of their life as well. And that's the whole point of this technology and leveraging it to build relationships and to solidify your teams. So I say that, and I tie that to, I hear a lot of times when people refer to agile and agile teams and the concept of them all being co-located, when the reality is 95% of companies and teams, they're not co-located. And you've got to find a way to make it work. And something as simple as turning on your camera and exposing yourselves, being a little bit vulnerable. People don't like cameras. They don't think maybe they're going to come across good. There might be bad angles, shadows, whatever the case may be. But with a little bit of forewarning, let everyone know that there's certain days, certain meetings that you're going to turn the cameras on. One group I had was a group of distributed interns, and we had Video Friday on Friday, you were going to turn on your camera and we were going to see each other. So you prepared accordingly to turn your camera on. And I would say the more dispersed and maybe even disconnected or disjointed a team may be, if it's, you know, if it's showing signs of dysfunction, then you need to have more deliberate and more and regular intervals of turning your camera on, talking face to face. It humanizes the person across the camera. And that in two ways. First of all, you don't just see them as a name or email. And then secondly, you get to see them that they're regular. They may have their good side and their bad side on the camera, whatever other idiosyncrasies. You know, it lets you humanize and remove any type of preconceived notions that you might have. There's been times where I talk to someone on the phone and they may be very commanding and maybe even dominate some conversations. But then when I turn on the camera, the first thing, and I've heard this, you know, people say this all the time, oh, you weren't as tall as I thought, or you weren't as, you know, because people have put some type of preconceived notion in their mind. And then when you see the person in real life, sometimes the face or the voice, they don't match. But it gives you, it lets you get grounded and say, okay, they're, you know, they're no different than me. And at the same time, you know, they bring their unique qualities to the table. And then the other part, like I said, with our Christmas party, was introducing their families and the things that were important to them, the reason why they go to work every day and get a paycheck, what's motivating them. So sometimes even turning the camera on what's going on in their cubicle. As a matter of fact, one of our instructors was on site, had just finished a class. So he turned his camera and did a 360 around the room to show us what the room layout was, what type of artifacts that they had on the wall. The same thing if you were having a team meeting with your distributed members, turn on that camera and have them not just it be a picture of them, but turn it on their desk. I have found so many times when I was working in an office environment that you'd have different small talk. You could pick up different things to talk about or things that you had in common with someone else just based on the pictures or artwork that someone had on their desk. Because when people decorate their desks, they're saying to you, these are some things that are important to me. It might be a hobby. We had one guy who created Legos galore, had a whole world going on at his desk. It you know, you could take a tour of all the different Legos things, and he had them on the top of his cabinet. And so he, you know, it got to the point, actually, you know, he could have sold tickets because people would bring their kids into work when they had an opportunity to show them his Lego display. I've seen people display, you know, their model airplanes that they built, and they have stories behind them, or it's their favorite team. Well, you kind of miss those little bonding moments when you're remote and dispersed. And don't think I'm just talking about Agile and IT. I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, and you're dealing with people that you only know them from a conference call and a phone number until maybe you get to a national conference. Well, from time to time, to lighten up the mood, to humanize the whole interaction, turn on your cameras. Just turn on your cameras. As a matter of fact, you know, December, everyone's in the spirit of the holidays, and, you know, everyone's a little extra chipper and a little bit more polite and saying happy holidays. And this is the perfect month, December, the month of December, to turn on your cameras to say hello to a coworker or a colleague. So, you know, lighten up, give it a chance. And I know, I don't even have to say it might help. I know that it'll change the mood. So with that, that is my tiny tip. Not just a tiny tech talk, but my tiny tip for you, because again, thanks to technology, we have so many cameras, whether it's on our phones, whether it's our computers, our laptops. So just flip the switch or take the tape off of your camera, because so many people have permanently taped up those cameras and have vowed never to use them. But make an exception. Make maybe December the exception. And to my scrum masters and project managers and resource managers, tell your teams to turn on their cameras and let's humanize our colleagues. So that's our tiny tech talk for today. Take that tip and just continue to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. Thanks.